Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl LVII. Just for reference sake, another Super Bowl goes by without the Detroit Lions. Just had to say it. stating the obvious.
Yes.
We had the broadcast, by the way, for those who would have needed access beyond a television. Radio broadcasting on 100.5, starting at 5 o'clock with the pregame hype and ceremony, and then the game itself, including postgame coverage, right on 100.5 WSW. So we hope you enjoyed that. In fact, I was enjoying that as far as the Super Bowl went. I'm interested in the game. I don't know if I have the interest that I used to have passionately when I had to always watch it all and take it in all. Now it's more like, okay, the game's on, so I'll have the TV on.
Yeah.
But I'm listening to the radio.
Gotcha.
Doing some of the things. And what I love about the radio broadcast, about 30 seconds ahead, maybe 45 seconds ahead of the TV.
True.
So I knew whether or not I needed to pay attention to something that was going on.
That's good.
But hey, I mean, hey, in the end, I mean, you know, for a lot of fans, if you don't have a stake in the Eagles and the Chiefs, and you just like to watch because it's a championship game,
right.
That's always fun to do. Got to admit, I mean, goes down to a game-winning field goal with 8 seconds to play. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was. It was a good, I think that's exactly what everybody was expecting. Close one between these two teams. And once again, Patrick Mahomes just showing that he is this generation's Tom Brady. I mean, different player, too, than Tom Brady. But do you ever count them out? Obviously not, because whenever they're down by double digits, seems like that's when they get the most comfortable, and the Chiefs just come right back, and they find a way to win in the end. Two Super Bowls now in 4 years.
And what is it, five straight AFC championship games they played in?
Yeah.
So
all at home.
Yeah.
All at home, too.
So, yeah, that's right. Home field advantage. So yeah. That tells you how well they've been doing in the regular season.
Right. And Patrick Mahomes, still a very young player. The league has to try to figure this out, how to stop them.
What a showcase it was, though, for the quarterbacks.
Cause it was.
Jalen Hurts didn't hurt himself from the performance he had yesterday.
Had a great game yesterday.
Wow.
Had a really good game yesterday, except for that fumble. The Chiefs were able to return for a touchdown. May have been the one that, and he talked about that in the post-game press conference, too. He said that one, you don't know at that time, but you know, now when you look back and see the final score.
And it was the only turnover of the game.
It was the only one.
And it led to a touchdown, so not just a change of possession, for goodness sakes.
Right. So, but that's the other thing, though, too. The Eagles, you know, we talk about the Lions on the rise here and, of course, have the two first-round picks. The Eagles also have a top-10 pick and then their own pick this.
Where'd they get the top 10 picks?
It was from a trade a while ago.
Really? Oh boy! So
the Eagles are still going to be—they're going to be hanging around there.
Well, and something happened as far as what the Eagles dealt with, and you referenced this last week when you made your Pat's Perfect Pigskin prognostication for the Super Bowl. In fact, referencing our Lions and how the Lions actually had some success against that Eagles defense, which seemed to be playing very well in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Look on the second half.
right. Yeah, they got lit up. And that was the one thing, is that when they played good offenses, they would sometimes get exposed. It got a little, I always had to laugh when, I don't know if you were hearing this, Charlie, but there were some comparing that the Eagles defense to the 85 Bears defense. Sorry.
No.
Not to be. Not to be, especially after what happened in the second half yesterday. Not to be at all. And oh, by the way, and as for that holding call, defensive holding call against Philly late there that allowed KC to melt the clock down to the final seconds and kick the go-ahead field goal. I'll tell you what, I didn't like the call. I was like, I don't know. But the cornerback who got called for it, Bradbury, he said after the game, I was holding. I was hoping the ref wouldn't call it, would let it go, but I was holding.
Well, good for him to speak up like that.
He said that, so all right.
It was tough.
That's what he's saying.
It turned out for the Eagles' defense, the best defense was the Eagles' long drives on offense.
Right.
Keeping Mahomes off the field for as long as they could.
Right, yeah, exactly. And by the way, I also thought that the Eagles were going to try to dominate by running the ball. And I bet you maybe when they look back, they'll say, maybe we should have done that a little bit more to keep KC off the field longer. But, you know, three-point loss, it was back and forth. And it was a good one. Who knows? We may see these two teams again. Face each other, or maybe there'll be some other contenders. Maybe one here in Michigan.
Lions.
Yeah, they'll want to get in there.
Our predictions that we made last week, by the way, I'm sorry that Art Lewis isn't here this week.
I know.
Art's vacationing this week. but he could know that he was the only one that predicted.
Yes, he was.
Because you and I both had the Eagles. I asked Terry Henney. Terry Henney took the Eagles as well.
Yes, I remember he told me.
We all had close games, and which it was.
Yep.
Although I didn't see 38-35. I don't know why I didn't. I mean, offensively, I just thought there'd be...
A little bit more defense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had 20, what was it, 29?
Yeah, 29-24. Right. I had 24-20, so.
Right.
Art actually had it within a field goal, KC 27, Eagles 24, so.
Yeah.
He was right where he should be.
Right. And I knew I was in trouble because I made my bets on FanDuel, and I was going with the Eagles, and I knew I was in trouble when I looked up at the TV and during the Fox pregame, and everybody on the pregame show picked the Eagles. And I said, oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That's not good. That's not good.
Oh, no.
I don't have any... I know there were some commercials that got attention, but I wasn't really watching a lot of them.
Yeah, usually I think I'm trying to... I need to...
Sometimes it takes a day.
It does take a day for everybody to kind of review, and we get to hear, right? Then we get to hear focus groups and what won, what didn't.
The famous USA Today ad meter will actually officially tally commercials later on today.
Yeah, right. Was it Tubi or whatever? But I forget. It was a streaming service that freaked America out when all of a sudden you started to see the guide pop up under your TV and it flipped over to the streaming service, and everybody in America was, wait, who turned it? I don't know if that helped their cause or hurt, but...
I did see some online references about that. It's either a clever bit of marketing. Was it clever because you ticked a lot of people off, or because everyone remembered who it was because you ticked enough people off?
Right.
Marketing was probably happy with that.
Yeah.
I saw a reference to a couple more. I'll just mention the Ben Affleck, J-Lo, Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah.
And then John Travolta recreating a Grease scene with the...
With Zach Braff. And
Summer Nights, was it?
Yeah, Summer Nights, yep, with Zach Braff, and I'm forgetting the other actor's name, from Scrubs. A show from the 2000s. So that was interesting. That wasn't bad.
So,
And then there was one, too. I think it was Amazon, where you see a family and they have their dog, but every time they're leaving, the dog tears up the house, and you see them getting a large kennel carrier, and you're thinking that they're going to be getting rid of the dog, and then the carrier comes and it's a puppy to give the dog a friend when the family is gone.
Huh?
Yeah, so that was pretty effective.
Hey, always got to have a good dog commercial.
Real quick, just wanted to say this one more time. According to FanDuel, for next year, Lions, 25-1 odds.
25-1 odds.
I mean, that's better than recent years. Yeah,
better than it has been.
Yep.
Oh, and speaking of dogs, by the way, I understand Team Fluff won the Puppy Bowl.
Yes, they did. Good call. Yeah, you're right.
Won the Lombarki Trophy. Pretty exciting, it says here. Team Fluff beat Team Ruff 87-83 in overtime.
Oh, it was overtime. Oh, I didn't know
that's what it says.
I had only heard that the Team Fluff won.
Boy, that's a high-scoring game. No defense there. It's 6:51. Just some Super Bowl stuff going on. Is a lot of it still going on for you? Maybe you've got an observation. Share it with us. We'd like to know what you took away. Again, Charlie at WSW.com or Pat at WSW.com.